This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
How agricultural practices drive species extinction, ethical eating, and environmental impact. Exploring how modern agriculture impacts species extinction and the ethical debates around eating meat, plant-based diets, and clean meat alternatives. Agricultural practices and species extinction. What's at stake? Hey, I've been thinking a lot lately about how the way we farm and produce food connects to species extinction, and I wanted to share some thoughts with you. It's one of those huge, complex issues that affects everything: biodiversity, ecosystems, and honestly, our own survival too. So grab a coffee and let's chat a bit about it. First off, agriculture wasn't always the monster it's often painted as. Historically, farming was small-scale, diverse, and lived in harmony with nature. But now, industrial agriculture dominates. We're talking about huge monocultures, vast fields of a single crop like corn or soy, and sprawling livestock operations. These practices reshape the landscape, and unfortunately, not in a way that's welcoming to wildlife. One major issue with modern farming is habitat loss. When forests, wetlands, and grasslands are cleared or converted into farmland, animals lose their homes. It's like if someone bulldozed your neighborhood to build a shopping mall and you had nowhere else to go. This is a primary driver of species extinction worldwide. Add to that the widespread use of pesticides and fertilizers, which can poison not just pests, but also beneficial insects like bees, vital for pollination. Let's look at livestock farming. Raising animals for meat requires a lot of land, water, and feed. Often, forests get cleared to grow feed crops or make pasture. What you might not know is that some animals raised for meat come with a high environmental footprint, causing further stress on ecosystems and native species. There's also overgrazing, which degrades the land and makes it less productive for wildlife. But it's not just the destruction. It's also how agriculture alters ecosystems. Monocultures don't support the complex web of life that diverse forests or wildlands do. When you plant only one crop across thousands of acres, you're reducing the variety of habitats and food sources available to wildlife. This simplification often leads to soil degradation and makes the land more vulnerable to pests, problems that mean farmers often rely more heavily on chemicals, creating a vicious cycle. Now, here's where the argument about ethical eating often comes in, because many talk about plant-based diets as a way to reduce harm to animals and the environment. And that's true in many ways. Eating less meat can decrease the demand for resource-intensive animal agriculture. But it's not black and white. Some suggest that sustainable animal farming practices, like rotational grazing or integrated systems, can coexist with healthy ecosystems and even support biodiversity. It's about striking the right balance. There's also growing interest in alternatives like clean meat or lab-grown meat, which promise to produce animal protein without the environmental downsides of traditional farming. While still in early stages, clean meat could potentially reduce our impact on species extinction. But there are pros and cons to eating meat overall, and the debate about how best to feed a growing population without further damaging the planet is very much alive. On a philosophical note, this brings us to concepts like sentiocentrism, the idea that we should give moral consideration to all sentient beings, not just humans. When we think about agriculture from this viewpoint, it challenges us to reconsider everything from how we farm, to what we eat, to how our choices ripple through ecosystems. Ethical eating isn't just about personal health or preference. It's tied to bigger issues like conservation and species survival. So, what can each of us do? Awareness is key. Understanding the connection between agriculture and extinction prepares us to make informed decisions. Maybe that's choosing more sustainably produced food, supporting farms that preserve wildlife habitats, or even exploring the arguments for and against eating meat in a thoughtful way. If you want to get into the ethical side of these choices, there's a great resource called Eat Meat or Don't. It thoughtfully breaks down the debates around eating meat, the environmental concerns, animal welfare, and cultural factors. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and how it relates to protecting wildlife and the environment by checking out the book and the conversations it sparks. It's a solid way to get a balanced perspective and maybe even find new ways to reduce your impact on the planet. At the end of the day, the challenge is finding ways to feed ourselves while also preserving nature's incredible diversity. It's a puzzle we all have a part in solving.